Well, good morning. I'm going to try and make the case this morning for our own Ephatha type experience and moment. I begin by sharing a story that maybe I've shared with some of you at some time. I can't remember really. It was a beautiful late summer day, much like this beautiful time we have now. I've been employed by a gentleman by the name of Bill Crane as his hired hand. I was working a half a day and going to school the other half of the day and working weekends and whenever I could. Because it was a farm, by the way. And I was hired by answering one question. Are you willing to learn how to milk cows? Well, yes, I said. And that settled that. Well, this was the first time after starting my junior year in high school that Bill was allowing me to milk the cows all by myself. And I was thinking this was a great day, a wonderful day. We had finished making hay. This time of year, it's a little bit difficult sometimes to get hay made because the days are shorter, doesn't dry out, et cetera, et cetera. So, but we made a good batch of last crop cutting of hay, and I was milking all by myself. Got it all set up and went into the parlor and started milking the cows. One after another, just going swimmingly. Only a few tails in the face and a couple of kicks now and then, and of course the inevitable whatever. But I loved it. I couldn't believe what a great day I was having. I was on the last, open the door on the far left side. It's a double herringbone. It's a small parlor by today's standards, and it's kind of an H shape, and you're the center of the H. You go from two cows on this side to two cows on the other side. And opened the door for the last two to come in, cranked their feed, and started working on the two on the right to finish them up because they had the milkers on. And Bill comes in and starts washing the cows on the left side and says, having a good day? I said, great. And that just went on and on. I thought it was a great day. I can't believe I get to get paid for doing what I was doing. I love working here. Everything is wonderful. By the way, I was making a whopping $3.25 an hour. It was awesome. But all was going well, and he says, well, eventually I calmed down enough for him to say, well, I'm glad you're having a good day, because the only four cows milk that we have in the cooler are the four that are in here right now. I forgot to shut the valve on the bulk tank. So a herd of 50 cows, 46 of them went on the ground. You're talking about making a good day into a bad. It was not good. I said, oh, I can't, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't... You can dock my pay. He says, you're not going to live and work here through college, are you? It'd take a while to make it up at $3.25 an hour. But I learned something that day, and he said, here's the deal. You'll only be taught this lesson one time. And then he went on to instruct me in the proper way to never forget to close the bulk tank valve, and I never did. He was gracious. And I learned in that instant that day not only the way to not forget to close the bulk tank, I learned a valuable lesson in teaching as well. I was not shunned or put down or degraded in any way for having milked almost an entire herd of cows right down the drain. In fact, in some way, I felt uplifted by the whole experience. Bill was good at teaching me the ways of farming and the ways of life. By the way, you want to know the secret of how one never forgets to shut the tank valve? You go back out and check it. You start the milking, and after a cow or two, you go back out and make sure that everything's running well. I learned that night that what you do is you go back forth time and again, and you check. More than one night had I gone out to find something not as it should be. By checking myself, I was able to alleviate some type of major problem, like milking a whole herd of cows down the drain. Now, what does all this have to do with our lesson this day, one might ask? Well, what it seems to me, what we have here in the gospel are two stories that point to what I felt and experienced in the story I shared with you this morning. First of all, the story of the Syrophoenician woman who begs for her daughter to be made well. It's a quite curious text and one that we often may feel a little bit awkward about when we read it or hear it. Is it not? For here we have a woman speaking to Jesus for mercy. And he basically tells her that what she is not worthy of the food that he has to offer. It's meant for the children. What does this... This doesn't sound like the Jesus that all of us want to cradle in our hearts and know and understand. Is Jesus teaching her? But the woman has the gift of persistence, it seems, and she simply says, "Ah, yes," and I'm paraphrasing, "okay, but even the dogs are allowed to eat any crumb that might fall from the table to the floor." She's basically saying, "Will you deny me even a crumb?" When Jesus hears this, he realizes she is faith-filled. Faith-filled. And he heals her daughter. And we might say that the woman reminds us that God's love is for all people, regardless of their place in our society. For even the crumbs of God's love, even those crumbs, can bring about healing. And they're sufficient for her and for us. The woman received the grace she requested, even though others likely felt she did not deserve such. And I most likely did not deserve such a warm treatment for my actions many years ago. But in that moment, I was touched by grace. And as such, I felt loved in God's presence, even in a mistake. Our other story has to do with Jesus healing a deaf person. In the story, we are told that they brought this person to Jesus. And the they in this story is not defined. Perhaps it was the disciples, or perhaps it was the person's family or friends. But in any event, they bring him to the one who can make him well. The value in this story for me is that this is the day that today we go and serve others. God's work, our hand Sunday. And we'll soon start our Sunday school program. And in that process, our children will be brought forth to Jesus for learning, for faith, for healing. The they, in this case, is the parents of children here at Grace enrolled in a Sunday school program, and all of us making sure that we have one, filled with teachers who love and serve God and serve the children. The day in this case is the parents and all of us who hear, "Ephatha, be opened," are the words we hear from Jesus. What a great gift our Lord gives to the man who cannot hear or speak. The gift our Lord gives to the man who cannot hear or walk is that of love. The gift to be able to listen and speak plainly. Now today, as we will soon begin our new fall programming year, it really begins this day, let us remember that the gift our Lord gives to those who are brought to Him are healing, grace, and voice. And let us as parents and grandparents and family and friends remember our role in the process. We see, it is this day to bring forth to children. Second service, we will bring forth another one to the waters of baptism. Like the Syrophoenician women, we will bring the children of the world to the waters of Christ. You see, we are to be the they in order that Jesus might be the love that they so deserve and need. In the process, everyone learns and experiences God's love, from student to teacher to all of us who lend support. It really is quite simple, you see. The way to never forget what's important, the way to never forget to close the milk tank is to revisit the valve, to go back out and check. Concurrently, I believe the way to find God's love is to come to God in Christ, to be a part of the church. We do that here at this place. Once a week, we come to share in the promise of God's love for us. We come to hear Ephatha and have our ears open. We come to taste a gift of love and forgiveness, of grace that we most likely do not deserve, but are freely given. Yes, we come a taste and taste just a crumb of God's love. And in that taste, we are given a foretaste of the feast of life that is to come. It is here that healing takes place and learning begins. Does it leave this place? Of course it does. It leaves with us this day, those of us who will go forth and do God's work. It leaves of us with us here this day and all days when we go forth and speak the word of the church in Christ to others. And one more question, we adults truly taste God without coming to the, I wonder, do we truly taste God without bringing children to Christ, without coming to the altar, or hearing we're forgiven? Who opens our ears? In the process, then opens our hearts. In James' epistle this day, he asked the question, what good is it to have faith without works? Now that's a good question. What good is it to have faith without works? But I wonder also, in this time, in our culture, and in our world, what is life if it's just works and has no faith? What is life if it's just work and busyness all the time? It seems to me many today in this world fashion working and achievement above all else, or having our children in so many things that they're so busy that perhaps church becomes a sideline. And all of us, and adults, perhaps some coming only to the church in times of great need. God, don't let it be so. Coming like the woman seeking for her daughter. How desperate do we have to become in order that we might seek Christ? I realize I'm preaching to the choir, but yet we are to be the voice. Is it not easier to not forget Christ if every week you recheck the valve, so to speak? If we come together as a community of Christ, where it's in this place that we're healed and charged with the task, then of healing others, of sharing the word. Ephatha. May we continue to be all that God intends for us to be. Like we do this day in a service day, we take our love, which is really God's love, made known to us through our ears being opened, our own faith-filled Ephatha experiences, and we share it with those outside of ourselves, outside of these walls. Just as Jesus shared his healing power with those outside of the known church of his day, this woman was not deemed worthy in the eyes of those around him. But healing took place. And healing takes place when we do God's work with our hands. Ephatha, be open, love, and serve. Amen.